I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We are going to keep reminding you of Spirit Week coming up on June 20th. So get ready for that. Get your snapbacks, get your cosplay, get your pajamas, get your dapper on, and get your flags ready, because we're going to have an amazing Spirit Week.
And we also want to keep reminding you that we are still building up to our New York City show at 54 Below, doing all the music from The Flame. We are so excited, and you can get your tickets now if you go to 54 Below's website. We just are super pumped to see you all there, so don't miss out. Get your tickets. We want to see you in New York.
In the greater Les universe, the League of Their Own trailer came out for the reboot, and I am so excited. First of all, you all probably remember we did a Should Have Been Gay on a League of Their Own. So gay. So I'm just praying that when we actually see this thing, it is going to be as gay as it seems.
Listen, if the trailer's anything to go by, I mean, granted, like, they all look gay to me.
Of
like,
course. I mean, they're all softball gay players, so.
But yeah, sure. But there's that one, it's like, it's blink and you'll miss it, but there's this one scene that they show with Darcy Carden's character, like, sliding into a base, and she, like, slides into a base, and then, like, there's this moment of, like, pointed eye contact that's, like, held a smidge too long between her and the girl who's, like, catching the ball. And I'm just like, what is this play there? And when are you two going to kiss? And like, please kiss now. Thank you. That's all.
Oh, there will definitively be some gay shit in it. I cannot wait.
Our next item is, listen, am I just going to continue retweeting all the fake celebs coming out things that I can find during Pride Month? Yes. And you can't stop me because if you do, it's a hate crime.
So. Oh, my God. Also, I feel like after last week's episode, everyone understands our stance on all these things. So, like, we're just letting it fly.
I'm just, it's, this is how I'm going to enjoy my Pride Month, because the more celebs that you can tell me are, like, possibly coming out, especially when, like, it's Dayan Agron and it's, what, the 38th time she's, like, potentially coming out now.
I did air quotes on a podcast. Sorry. I just did air quotes, potentially.
So everyone enjoy our Twitter right now. Have I seen anything actually? There, somebody posted like a screenshot to like a Wikipedia entry like referencing an article that has not come out and that does not exist as far as I can tell, but I don't care. Give me all of the fake news, because you know what, statistically, as we've already learned, probably one of them's right, or more than one of them's right.
True.
So, you can't take it away from me. I can't stop, won't stop. That's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 86th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, it's our love fern. Ellie, you let our love fern die.
See, I thought that you were going to come in with, you walked into a party.
You're so vain.
Ben Barry, you're so vain.
I bet you think this podcast's about you. You're so vain.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I know, but I just like, I the really love fern. The love fern. I know. Is it just me?
No, it's a very gay thing to do, to give your like partner of like 2 days of gift of a plant. Yeah.
Just iconic gay. Well, that's right. We are going to be diving into a classic hit with How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And we are joined by a very special guest here today. We have Arlen Aguayo-Stewart, who is an actor best known for her roles in Rhodes in February. And many of our listeners might maybe know her as Nikti Batan in Motherland Fort Salem, a show you've maybe heard us talk about once before.
Yes.
Just here or there.
I'm so excited. Welcome, Arlen. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so excited too, because Arlen is joining us from the Cayman Islands on vacation and took the time to hang out with us and all of you. So truly dedicated Motherland Fort Salem actor, Arlen. Also, I just think it's hilarious. Like, we're going to see a very different side of, obviously you're an actor, but very opposite of Nikta.
Yes.
Like, well, that's just... really? I don't know. I mean, I'd be very curious to hear Nikta's perspective on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Right?
You're already not scowling enough, but so I will say there's that. But I bet she's got some ideas, honestly. I bet she could lose a guy in 10 days She's like, do you mean in the forest or something? Like, yeah, I could trap a dude in the forest. No problem.
Yeah, just pour lava down his throat. That's a pretty good way.
Yeah.
Set him on fire.
Yeah. Then you'll definitely lose him.
Yep. A much different movie would have been made.
Oh my God, that is cracking me up. I just feel like now I just want to see Nikta in like every rom-com.
Her new movie is called How to Kill a Guy in 10 Days, and it's premiering soon. It's going to be great.
But would Nikta be, like, the, like, for sure, like, the best friend sidekick? You know how there's these tropes in all these films? Yeah. Or would Nikta be, like, the lead? Because I don't know if Nikta, like, has that energy or has the kind of, like, friend deadpan.
I'm just picturing her like in the background of every date in this movie, just like death eyes, like staring daggers at this guy.
Yeah, Nikta's actually the ex. Is Andy's ex in this?
Oh my God.
Nikta's the ex in every rom-com.
Yeah. She is sort of a scorned ex in Motherland Fort Salem, I feel like.
Very much so. Very much
so. Oh my God, sorry, that's cracking me up. But let's dive into the reason that we are here, which is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. So Lee, can you tell us our IMDb synopsis?
I would love to. The IMDb synopsis, for anyone who is not familiar with the 2003 classic hit, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, is as follows. Benjamin Barry is an advertising executive and ladies' man who, to win a big campaign, bets that he can make a woman fall in love with him in 10 days.
So I would just like to say one thing about this IMDb synopsis, which is...
Tell me what it is, Ellie. Tell me.
Where the hell's Andy?
I know! She's not even in the synopsis!
This synopsis is about the man in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days when the movie's clearly about Andy. What is happening?
Jail. Straight to jail.
That's very confusing.
Right?
I was like, waiting for more. I thought you were just like, okay, that's the first part.
That's the whole thing. It. They don't even mention her.
Wow, she's the main part of this whole thing. This whole thing about her.
She is mentioned. She's a woman. In the IMDb synopsis.
How nice.
Yeah, right? Like,
a hate crime has been committed in this IMDb synopsis.
Who did this? Clearly it was a man who was like, yeah, the movie's all about Benjamin Barry. Like, what are we talking about? But let's make it gayer because that will make me happy. So,
but also Benjamin Barry and Andy Anderson, BBAA.
It's so
anyone
much.
Was anyone else like what?
Yes, I know.
It's so much.
This is like the rom com to end all rom coms, in my opinion. Like, it is just like every part of it is just like so romantic comedy trope. It's almost like a parody of rom coms.
It is.
Like, it is just like case study. If I was gonna write a rom-com, I would be like, all right, let me take How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and like just like pen through the whole thing.
Yeah,
but the names do get to me, and like I'm saying that as someone like, we're currently writing a podcast musical, Arlen, where our main characters are called like the ABCs and their names start with A, B, and C.
Oh my god.
We have Albina, Babette, and Charlie. And like, totally behind that. And the alliteration here of their is like, it's still too much for me. I'm like, I'm all for the like cheesy naming gimmicks, and I cannot handle this. I just can't handle Andy Anderson, quite honestly. A, to make me believe that is a heterosexual woman, not a chance. But also to have the both of them have the alliterative names, it's too on the nose. Like, I think you're right, Elliot. It's like a spoof of itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like so formulaic.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. We'll talk about our experiences, but I think it nails the formula.
Let's do our gay synopsis. Arlen, do you have a gay synopsis for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Oh my god, a synopsis. I'm so bad at synopsis. Synopsis?
Yes, synopses, I think.
Okay.
Synopsis.
I'm going to center Andy for a change because...
Great idea.
Yes. That other synopsis really sucked. Andy Anderson. Oh my god, I don't know all the other characters.
That's okay.
We'll feed them to you.
Michelle is...
Catherine Hahn is Michelle.
And then
Jeannie is the other friend.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the therapist?
That's Catherine Michelle.
Yeah,
that's Michelle. And the other one's who?
Jeannie.
Oh my god, I feel like they're all in love with each other. But, okay.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. Wow, this is going to be so bad. But here I go. Andy Anderson... a writer at the fastest growing women's magazine in I don't know where tries to help her best friend crush to get over a dude and not be humiliated at work by losing a guy in 10 days, which she's very good at doing because she's gay.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about. That was
golf
amazing.
Golf clap.
You're like, this won't be great. Honestly, crushed it. Nailed the landing. Lee, what's your gay synopsis?
I mean, I have to go in a similar direction. Ellie, you know, because we were talking about it right before we started recording today, that like I'm also, I lean towards Andy and Michelle. So my gay synopsis for the movie is, I would say, confused lesbians, Andy Anderson and her best friend Michelle, have all of their efforts to date each other thwarted by men in just an absolute farce of a rom-com.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I also read this so hardcore as like, Andy is just so gay. Like, I'll go into more, but let me just synopsis real fast. Okay. Known lesbian and sports aficionado.
Yes.
Andy Tomboy Anderson turns herself into everything she is not.
Very good. This is so good.
To lose a guy in 10 days because she should have never been with a man to begin with.
Really is an indictment of straight washing yourself, huh?
Oh my God. I feel like everyone's gay, though, in this film. Like the guys, yes. The two guys that are Benjamin's pals. And then we talk about the power suit model women. They're definitely a couple.
The Judys.
Definitely a couple.
Listen, if I was gonna make a spin-off of this movie, it would just be the Judys. Like, that's it. 100%.
The Judys are hot together.
Oh my God, they're so
hot
together.
Yeah, yeah. I was rooting for them. I wanted them to win the ad campaign.
Mm-hmm. They want something else, Ellie. They want
each other.
Else,
All right. So, what was our experience with How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Arlen, had you seen it before suggesting it?
I think I'd seen it like a long, long time ago, kind of like playing in the background and not fully paying attention. So, rewatching it today/last night, I fell asleep.
That's okay.
You're on vacation. It's allowed.
I was just like, I watched it late. I watched it late because we were figuring this out late. We were figuring out what we were going to watch late.
Yeah.
So it was like midnight my time when I started. And I was like, okay, here we go. What was my experience? I just haven't watched like a super hetero rom-com in so long. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, the tropes were just getting me. I was like, how did someone condense all of these things? Like, one of the scenes that just hits me is when Ben is in the bathroom and he's like looking. Oh, can I also, sorry, I'm off track. The product placement in this film.
Oh, God.
Yes.
But he's like, he's looking in the bathroom and everything's pink and he sees Vagisil and then all these other things. And he's like, no.
And you're like, really? This is like the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Like, it's a tampon. Like, get over it.
I know. Like, worst things have happened
to
you so far,
dude. It was 2003. Men hadn't learned about tampons yet.
Oh my God, they didn't know. They didn't know. But that was the thing that, and also he does a lot of yelling in this film. He does a lot of like sound stuff.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, this is before Matthew McConaughey like got to do like the serious shit that he really wanted to do. He was like coasting on these rom-coms. Anyway.
Well, and that's like, I literally was just saying to Ellie that I was like, I love this movie. I wish it had anybody but Matthew McConaughey in this role, because this is from like that era of time was the Matthew McConaughey like heyday of rom-com roles,
it
where it's just like, yeah, it's just going to be him like walking around with his little accent and I was like, I can't.
Well, it's also that they just lean so hard into like him being like a man.
Yeah.
Like, bullshit.
And I'm like,
I'm a man.
I'm a man's man and I only, like, they said that this is like 9 days longer than his last relationship. I'm like, this man has literally only ever had one night stands and he's like, how, I don't
know. And he's supposed to be what, like 35?
What, in his
30s? Like, how
old
is he?
He has to be mid-30s, right?
Yet. This player guy, as soon as he goes home, changes the baby's diaper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's soft for his family.
So now he's the catch.
I'm like, no.
He's a family man.
This is a lie. This is a full lie. He's not going to want to change the diaper if he can't handle looking at Vagisil and a bunch of tampons.
It makes
correct
zero sense. Yeah, it is like the epitome of like, of what these male characters have been in rom-coms for that era, right? Like, super hyper-masculine for the men, so they can be like, yeah, like, I went to that with my girlfriend. Like, we went to see it, but, like, Matthew McConaughey was in it, and, like, he's macho, so, like, I could go see it.
He was on a motorcycle, so it was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There was some basketball. I kind of liked that.
Oh, my God. Oh, also the Celine Dion concert. I was like, yes, I am here for the Celine Dion concert. I would love to go to Celine Dion concert.
Right?
Why are you upset, Matthew?
That's why I feel like we still need to say all of our experiences. But that part in particular, like, I feel like if you just took the bet out completely and turned Matthew McConaughey's character into a woman, right? And Andy's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to scare her away. and then like ends up doing everything that lesbians love. She's like, shit, I didn't realize.
I'm going to move my stuff in on day three. And the poor little lesbian's like, she loves me.
Yeah, like it's like, at, like it was not scary to them. Like they were like, oh my God, she took me to Celine Dion. And she gave me a plant. Like, this is the love of my life.
She brought a toothbrush and she brought yeah. some music.
She's a vegetarian.
Yeah, just like anyways. Me. But yeah, sorry, Lee. What was
Ellie,
your...
tell me. Okay, well, I was going to ask you, what's your experience with How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Okay, well, I am a lover of rom-coms, and I am not ashamed. I have watched so, especially during this time, like, I feel like it was like, you know, you would go to a sleepover, and you'd, like, watch five rom-coms with all your friends, and then there were certain rom-coms that, like, I just watched them over and over. Like, they just, like, got cemented into them. So, like, I could probably – I did not need – I probably didn't even need to watch the movie last night to do this episode. But I watched it, and I was so happy watching it again. It is, like, so ridiculous. It is so predictable. And yet, I feel like it just, like, hits the emotional beats that a rom-com needs perfectly. To mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. where I'm just like, if you buy into like what this thing is, I think it does it really well.
In the rom-com world, as a classic, because I feel like also as a previous rom-com connoisseur, because it's been a while since I've watched television, that they've become kind of watered down and they haven't had as much consistency. Not that this one has tons of consistency, but I mean, the acting is pretty good. The humor yep. is on point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they have great chemistry. All the, like, the
they
actors
do
all have
really,
chemistry
yeah,
together.
They do have really so, good chemistry.
Well, yeah. And you know what else is funny about it is, like, as a movie from that period of time, because, like, we've gone back and watched a lot of the early aughts hits, Ellie, and, like, I have to say I was surprised because I hadn't watched it in a while. It, like, holds up. Like, it holds up in ways where I'm like, wow, how surprising for a movie of that time that it, like, it doesn't punch down very much, which, like, a lot of movies then did, you know?
Mm.
Like, there's not a lot of things, because we go back and watch a lot of movies sometimes from this era of, like, film, and you're just like, oh, boy, that joke doesn't hit the same in 2022 as it did in 2002,
yeah,
you know?
It wasn't,
like,
rapey.
They don't always.
Yeah.
Like.
I was like, it wasn't like that. And, yeah,
yeah, and
consent
it wasn't,
was in there.
I mean, I'm not going to say
they talk about sex right away.
Perfect. I mean, like, representation-wise, it
oh,
is
yeah.
like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, there's
a
black,
not a
one
whole
black
lot
guy.
Going for it.
The one black yeah, guy but... in that dinner table, I was like, here we go.
Just the one. Just the one. There's not as many lines where you're just like, oof, can't write... Like, don't write that. That's not good. And that surprised me, actually. I was expecting, because I just usually expect going into movies from, like, that time frame to have there be a lot more stuff that you're just, like, cringing at.
Mm.
So I'll give it that. I'll give it that, you know, like it manages to do a lot of, like, good jokes that hold up that are, like, they're mostly poking fun at the genre and the context, like the premise that they set up for themselves. So, like, good for them.
Yeah.
I also just do. I love Kate Hudson, like, oh, unapologetically. Yeah. Just love her.
She's great.
Yeah.
Plus, like, she's gorgeous great. In this. That yellow
she
dress
is.
At the end.
That yellow dress.
Iconic.
Also,
I want our listeners to chime in for us of, like, how many people had a moment and a revelation for themselves with that yellow dress. That's what I want to know.
For me, not necessarily the yellow dress, but when she gets into when she goes to Staten Island and she's got, like, the fuzzy, like, the kind of, like, curly hair going on, like, being like, oh, I'm, like, not put together. I'm like, yes, you are.
Yes. When she's wearing, like, what is she's, like, wearing a white tank top.
That's it.
Yeah.
On the motorcycle? About,
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I no reason that I remember that at all.
No,
no.
Didn't stuck
Did,
with
no,
you
never
just for zero reason.
Yeah, I'm like, I told you, I've seen this so many times. Like, I could probably tell you her outfits, like, every single, like, point of the thing. But let's discuss how gay this film is.
Wait, we didn't even talk about my experience,
Ellie. Oh, sorry, Lee. I'm sorry.
What about
Lee?
Me?
I'm
here
sorry,
too.
Lee. What was your experience?
That's okay.
How
it's only because
days?
I want an excuse to mention that. So when we picked this, and I watched it this morning, because we do this a lot, right, where I was like, oh, like, it's not on Netflix, it's not on Hulu, like, I'll just go and rent it somewhere, like, on Amazon or something. I'll just, like, rent it to watch it. And then I was like, wait a minute, for sure, Kelsey owns the DVD. This on DVD. So I had to dig out our box of DVDs, which we do not get into very often, and pop it in because I for sure have the DVD of this. And, oh my God. You know, I just, it's always it's a really fun experience for me, at least, when we get to do that. So I had not watched it a ton, I will say, because like this came out when I was in high school. And again, like, I feel like the rom-com Matthew McConaughey for me was, like, not my jam. I don't know why that wouldn't have been my thing.
Yeah, weird. when he was shirtless in the freaking, like, he's shirtless in the office and there's, like, all the girls, Jesus. Like, looking at him.
I'm like, I can't. Why are we doing this? I'm like, on my phone at that time. Okay.
But also, I'm like, why are you shirtless in your office?
No, for like, his friends. Sense.
Yeah.
For his friends.
Yeah, he literally got naked in front of
his friends. Because his friends are just like, because I'm convinced that they're gay. But anyway. Remember the guy who has this issue with his wife? They go to a couple of anyway. Yeah.
For sure.
So I hadn't watched it a ton, but when Kelsey and I got together in college, like, I know she owned it. We watched it a bunch. She loves that movie. And also, because she, like, unapologetically adores Catherine Hahn. So, like, literally, I was watching it this morning, and she, like, came out, like, more towards the end because she's been working. And she was like, couples therapy. I made it for couples therapy. She's like, Catherine Hahn makes my favorite face in the world in this scene. So I got to watch a DVD, which was, like, fun and novel. And for, like, the younger listeners who don't know what a DVD is, it's
oh my
like
God.
Circle. It's flat.
You have the VHS, that would be even better.
Right? Can you imagine? This probably did come out on VHS though.
For yeah. sure. Definitely did.
Definitely.
Okay, that's my experience. I'm good. Now you can dive into talk
but
about
let's
anything.
Let's dive into how gay it is. So
let's talk about his friends licking his chest in their minds. Sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
I have to say, right when I'm gonna just call her Kate because I can't with Andy Anderson. But Kate is like, I got Nick's tickets to her pal.
Yep.
And I was just like, I hope you put out tonight. I was like,
they were flirting within the first 20 seconds. What?
I was like,
I know this movie inside and out. But when I watched it, I forgot that that happened. And I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down and watch a fun movie. And then I was like, wait, she's flirting with her friends.
Right away.
And like hardcore like, too.
Like actively.
Like you know what I like. And you're like, ladies, you're in the office.
I also think their boss is gay too. Honestly, everyone is gay.
Well, please.
Her boss is definitely gay because she like, I feel like she revels in men's agony.
Demise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like she's like, please take down this man.
Well, and just to go like a little bit down the lesbian rabbit hole, Ellie, the actress who plays the boss, right, mm-hmm. Bebe Neuwirth, is the same actress who plays Lilith on when we did.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we did
yeah,
a
yeah.
Should Have Been Gay already on Cheers, right? And so we talked about because Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers, and Frasier was a character, and you first meet his wife Lilith in Cheers, and she was like famous for being this like ice cold frigid man hating like snow queen, you know. And so you're just like, I mean, listen, like you were typecast for like most of the 90s 2000s as just like this man crushing ice princess. Like I can't read you as straight. I can't.
No. But the thing with like those three friends too, right, is like, so you start off with Jeannie and Andy, and I'm like, you know what's sad is that Jeannie was supposed to go to the Knicks game.
I know.
And then she had to give the ticket to Ben.
I know.
Like, how much better would it have been if Jeannie was the one at the Knicks game with her?
I know. They would have fun.
Yeah.
But I think that Andy had a lot of fun doing all this stuff to Ben. Because
yes,
watching him squirm, I think, like, I just thought it was hilarious. And when she gets to the point where she's like, haven't you had enough?
But it's also like, it's such a classic gay move. To, like, the whole setup of it is so gay, right? Because it's like, you get her flirting with Jeannie, and then you get them being like, Michelle's not here. Oh my God, have to go get our other girlfriend. And they're like, let's pick her out a cute sweater.
She literally goes to her house in the middle of the workday together.
Also, like, they say the meeting's in 15 minutes, and I'm like, I don't know how this happened.
She lives upstairs. It's actually
she has to live down the street. Like, I don't. Yeah, that was not right.
No, and she gets there and she's like, a meeting's in 10 or something. And you're like, literally, where is this? Like, how did you... It, this is New York City, ma'am. Like, this is not how this happens. You can't get anywhere in 5 minutes. No. You couldn't even get out of the building that quickly.
No.
Like, where is her apartment?
Ben gloats about why his motorcycle is so great because he can get anywhere so fast. So
yes. Yes.
That made no sense.
So she goes to pick up her girlfriend and she's like, put this on. It'll make your eyes green. Like, you look so good in green. I love you so much. Anyways.
So. It is so much. Oh, my God. Like, Andy's entire thing, too, is like, she basically is like, what lesbian has not helped their straight friends date men? Because they're like, okay, you're too straight. Like, so you are freaking out. Like, you're, it's the same way that queer women act with other women, right? Like, when I, before I was, before I came out, I had the easiest time dating men. Like, I could do everything that Andy did, right? Like, I was cool, collected. Like, I knew exactly like what to say to get the next date. I wasn't too clingy because I did not give a shit about them. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Oh my
God. Yeah, well, and because then she volunteers for like the gayest assignment, which is like, I know, I'll make a man not love me. And you're like, okay. Sounds straight to me, Andy. I'm in.
Literally exactly what she says. Like, please.
I'll drive a man away from me screaming and puking, preferably. Like, just because I'm so straight and into men, that's how I'd like to play this article. And you're like, okay. Are literally, you okay over there?
And also, wait, sorry. Her entire thing is that she, like, wants to write about politics and, like, foreign affairs and all this other shit.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? Like, you're just, she's just a straight-up lesbian at this place. Like, she does not belong at this magazine.
No.
It's so much. No. It's so much. It's also, it's giving me, like, very much, like, the Devil Wears Prada vibes,
yes.
You know? I'm like, I don't belong here. I'm a serious lesbian journalist. And you're like, so true. So true, movies. Keep doing this, please.
Oh, my God. I cannot. That the entire premise of this movie is how to not have a guy like you.
By being gay. How to lose a guy in 10 days by being gay.
Literally. Well, the thing is, when she was being herself and being gay, men loved her. And that makes sense because men love lesbians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Men are like, you're into basketball, too? Like, you want to look at women? You think they're hot? What is happening right now? Yeah.
I love that scene when she's at the, like, vegetarian lesbian cafe.
Oh, yeah. And the waitress?
Yeah, the waitress.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, but it's so gay. Like, she brought him to the gayest place ever. And then she knows everyone in the back.
Yeah, she does.
Right? Like, so she's clearly been there many times. And she's just, like, watching the game instead of, like, being on a date with this man. Like, it is.
She gives no shits. She gives no shits about him.
She does not care about him at all. And I feel like that, like, zero lack of empathy for men. Like,
yeah.
A little bit fucked up, but also, like, very gay.
It's fucked up, but only in the sense that they tried to make this a straight rom-com. And you're like, your main lead women, like, all of them are just, like, misandry left and right. And you're like, what? Mm-hmm. How did you write this and be like, yeah, this is for the straights out there? And you're like,
who wrote this?
Is it though?
Do we know who wrote this?
Oh, good question.
I'm really curious.
This is it's based on a book. I did not know that. Two women who wrote the book.
Okay.
And lesbians. A woman who wrote the screenplay.
Yeah.
So, like, listen.
Wait, also it's Michelle Alexander and Jeannie Long. So Michelle and Jeannie are like stand-ins for these two women who wrote the book.
That's incredible. I didn't even notice. I'm looking at the names and did not notice that.
No
that's
way.
Amazing.
That is
wow.
Hilarious. Also,
self inserts in the gayest characters. Yeah. You gotta respect it, you know?
Also, sort of sad. I'm looking at Kristen Buckley, who wrote the screenplay, which I think is a great screenplay. This is like her last credit.
What?
Oh, no.
An outrage.
Right? Like,
this is a great script. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, the script is great. I wondered sometimes if they were ad-libbing because it just felt like they, or it was just the actors were just having great chemistry all together.
I mean, listen.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was some improv going on.
If you want to talk about great chemistry, can I use that to segue us real quick onto the Judys? Because
holy fuck.
From like the second they show up on screen and like they're both there in their fucking pinstripe power suits and they're like, you ready? Just like giving each other like their eyes, dude. They're like undressing each other every time they're on screen together.
And they give no shit about Ben.
Yeah, they hate Ben.
They don't.
They
care
hate Ben.
About
possibly,
Ben.
They're the only people in this movie who hate Ben more than Andy.
Yeah. There's no shits. That's the thing, because he's supposed to be right. He's supposed to be like this really hot, like whatever, quintessential dude, right? Who like can get any girl, but the two Judys, no shits.
Yes, they literally like they want to get rid of him so badly. They want to beat him. Like I just feel like. There's just some strong lesbian energy from these two who are like, we worked our way to the top together, and this man will not take it from us.
Exactly.
Can we talk about when they're at dinner, when they're getting drinks, right?
Yes.
And he, like, crashes their drinks meeting.
Yes.
Their very official work meeting at this packed bar. And they're sitting there, and they're trying to do this pitch, and it's the moment when they're, like, zooming in on the necklace, and Judy's in the middle of saying, selling a diamond to a woman is like making her fall in love.
Yes.
And I'm like, do you know a little something about that, Judy, that you would like to share with the table, please and thank you?
Yes.
So much.
Everything about
it's
that
so much.
And they're like, Ben, what do you know? Like, they're like, you don't know how to do this. Like, we are masters at this. And they're looking at each other. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm a whole ass fucking dyke. And like, I don't talk about women with that much like sexual undertone at like a work meeting. Like, holy shit, keep it together. Get it together, Judy. This is your boss.
You know what would have been another like, there's so many different ways you could write this movie that would make it even gayer and better. I wish that the bet was that Judy and Ben, one of the Judys or even both of the Judys, have to compete for a woman.
Oh, yes. My God.
That's so good.
And they're like, whoever can get this woman to love us first. And then she's dating, like, it's like this bisexual girl who's dating both of them.
Oh, my God.
And she's, like, trying to decide between the two of them. And they're both just putting on all the moves.
Even better, because then you have the thruple competing with, like, the Judys trying to win Andy. But then you also have her thruple with, like, Jeannie and Michelle, who are like, but she's ours and she's always been ours. And then you just have Benjamin sitting on the side being like, I'm a man. And she's like, I don't fucking care about you. And then you just make that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
But his friends do care about him.
Yes. I know. Do we want to talk? There's so many, like, there are a lot of, like, triads in this
there
spell.
Are.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, his friends definitely like are like, they're constantly in his office. Like, where is your office, men?
They have no life. Like, the bow tie guy with the vest. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah, they both.
They're always are, like, following him around.
Okay, wait, sorry. Also, I just need to comment that their names are Tony and Thayer. So, like, literally the names in this movie, I cannot. We have the Judys. We have the T's. We have Benjamin Barnacles, what's his name, and then Andy Anderson. Like, it's too much for
me. So much.
I feel like these must be like inside jokes for the two writers. They probably had this whole thing going on, and we're slowly picking up on it right now.
Yeah. But yeah, they're super gay, and then we also have like their boys' night, which men have boys' nights all the time. But I'm like, they're like way too upset that a woman has invaded their
their
boys' space.
Yes.
They're so pissed. Yeah. And I'm like, even like, I think that's also like such a 2003 thing, because I'm like, I feel like we're way past that, where it's like, even if for example, if I was straight, which I am not, but I feel like if I had a boyfriend and he was having poker night with his friends, I'd be like, I play poker. And then you could go and you could do, like, you know, I think that the divide between, like, this is a man's thing and this is a woman's thing is a very 2003.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And he's the one who's subverting it in this film.
Yes.
Andy's completely the one who's, like, shaking it up because she's not into all these girly things. But also on another level of this, I feel like there's a lot of like hatred towards femininity in this film, because it's like hyper femininity will make you lose love, essentially, which really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a straight world, according to them, but not in a gay world, according to the whole world.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of things that like this whole thing is playing with, like gender roles. It's like a similar thing to what's that movie? He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm.
It's like the same premise of that, or it's like,
what happens in that one?
It's basically, there's this book that just says like, he's just not that into you, which is basically like, stop trying. Like, if you're trying so hard and like, if he's not calling you back, if he's not doing all these things, like stop rationalizing why, like he's just not that into you. Like, that's it.
Well, and wasn't that one of those movies that like after Love Actually, it was like there was that whole string of movies that was like an ensemble where it's like interwoven lives of like various characters. I think it was one of those. So it was like that. It was that kind of.
Yeah, everyone had their different reasons why he's just not that into you. Like, we've been together for 10 years, he won't propose. But that's another movie.
That's
thing.
Another
but
tangent.
It's like, but it's that vibe, too, of, like, which is why I feel like this is such a gay film, because queer relationships, like, literally, I'm so serious. Everything that Andy did is, like,
oh, my God.
So par for the course in queer relationships. Like, we just, like, don't, like, I feel like it is, like, it's, like, you know what? I'm going to go full out on this. And then, literally, like, the only thing you have to do is just be, like, all right, like, that was too much. Then it's, like, a no. And then on to the next, where you still go too much. You know what I mean? And then you find someone else who just is too much back to you. Like, that is it.
But can we run down the list?
Oh, of all the things
that she's... Let's run down the list of, it's, like, oh, I'm, like, super into sports. I have tickets to a basketball game. And then, oh, I brought you a plant. I brought you a love fern. I'm so saying sweet. I love you too fast. I'm moving my stuff into your house. I bought us a dog.
Yep. Yeah.
I got us a dog. I'm sorry. What? Like, it is. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's like all she needed was to show up in a U-Haul and like you're.
That's it. That's a lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
I like that she.
I'm a vegetarian, right? Like, just literally up and down the list. You're like,
I talked to your mom before you even knew it. Me and your mom are best friends. Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, couples therapy.
Oh my god, couples therapy.
Yeah, I also love
that. Like, she a lot of the things that she tries to do too, like in addition to the I'll write an article about making a man run away from me, is like, and also I don't want to sleep with you, like we're moving too too fast. She's like, oh, I'm kissing you, I'm not into it, I don't actually want to do this. Similar vibes to, sorry, just to hop us back to Michelle real quick, similar vibes to Michelle's thing of like, it was just so intense, like the first time we had sex I cried, and I'm like, a normal straight reaction to sleeping with a man. Sure, Michelle.
Were those tears of joy, Michelle? Or
Michelle's like, I don't know what happened, we had sex and I just started crying, but like I'm clearly so into him that I just can't keep it together. Anyways, you think my eyes look pretty in this sweater? Great,
Michelle. Canonically
Michelle,
gay.
Love Michelle.
She's also just like, she just tries so hard. Like, I feel like that would make sense if like Michelle's in the closet. She's been in the closet for how many years? She's like at a certain age where she's like, feels like she should be in a relationship with a man.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, she just like speeds through the process every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like she finds a man that she starts dating and she's like, okay, like, this is it. I have to, like, desperately cling on to this man or else I'm gonna fall into being gay. And honestly, Michelle, just go for it.
And then you pick the, and then you, you know, like, you do what Andy does and you pick the grown loser who's never had a relationship longer than a day, who has a full-size basketball hoop hanging on his living room wall, like... Tale as old as time, ladies. Tale as old as time.
Oh, my God. Well, I also feel like Andy, like you're saying, Andy and Ben are just not compatible.
No.
In this film. They're not. They're not. Like, no, he's such a, like, all. He's such a, like, bro-y dude. I don't think that he could kind of hold down all the stuff that Andy is actually interested in, aside from sports.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we like, both like the Knicks.
Like, and
that's it.
There's nothing else. There's
nothing
end
of else. List.
And like maybe like human kindness, like family human kindness. Like, wow.
Yeah.
But like she wants to read about politics. She wants like his, all his flirting is just so, you know, like their first interaction when they're like, this, you.
The one word conversation. Da-da.
I was like hurling in my mouth the whole time.
It's
like,
so bad.
If someone did it's that to so me, bad. I'd be like, me leaving? Yes. Bye.
Leaving with my girlfriends? Yes, please.
Yes.
No, because seriously, it's, God, the one word conversation. That's, again, like, these are all the examples of the reasons why I'm like, I cannot do these movies with Matthew McConaughey. I can't. It's like, unattached,
well,
currently interested, possibly, ew. I can't do it. Like,
and also,
this what straight people are like? Because I'm not into it.
They're not.
Their entire first date. Right? Their entire first date, like they had that one word conversation and then they go out for food. And it's the same thing where like, you're right. Like she's telling him like pretty meaningful things about like her hopes and dreams for life.
And he jokes about everything.
He basically just keeps like laughing it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And putting it down.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, you're at this magazine. Da, da, da. She's like, no, I want to.
You're
like,
going to write about shoes.
Yeah. Like, why don't you be interested in this guy? Which is why it's so easy for her to do everything she does, because she's just like, you're not at my level.
Okay, I have another pitch, Ellie, for another way that we could make this movie gay. Same basic premise. Michelle and Andy are dating. We can throw Jeannie in there if we want to. I'm not against the throuple.
I'm into this throuple, because there's
Andy. Yeah, so here's my new story. They are dating. They've been together a while. It's time to have kids. They're of the age where they're like, we watched the L Word. We know how this works. You trick a man into sleeping with with you, right? And like, tell me how similar this premise would look, because they're like, oh, we're gonna go out to a bar, we're on the prowl, we're gonna find a man, I've got one, ladies, I've got one on the hook. And then she's like, walks out, you still get the same like, be safe, call me, okay, from Michelle. They go on their first date, she's calling her from the fucking bathroom.
Oh, I was dying. She literally calls her girlfriend from the bathroom.
Calls her girlfriend from the bathroom of this guy's apartment and is like breaking it down. She's like, I think this is gonna happen. Like, here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna like play it off. And then she's like, actually, she tries to get into bed with him. And then she's like, actually, I don't know if I can like stomach this tonight. I'm just not that into it. So like, we're gonna play a little bit of a long con here. I'm gonna like, we're gonna do couples therapy, but it's actually my girlfriend. Ha ha. Joke's on you, Benny.
And I'm gonna charge you $300.
Yes. She's like, this shit's expensive still. Like, you know what? Like, pregnancy ain't cheap, okay?
It's very
expensive.
I need
like some new clothes.
You could call this movie.
Same movie.
How to Catch a Daddy in 10 Days.
Yes.
Like, seriously. Still highly, highly problematic ethically, but aren't
of
all
course.
Rom-coms. Literally a every 1,000% rom-com.
All of them.
I mean, like, this one doesn't have its problems.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
You know? I'm just saying, God. It would be the same movie. Same
that
movie.
That is so funny.
Plus, then it makes it make sense that she just keeps showing up with, like, she's like, I loaded up your thing with, like, all of the gayest CDs that exist on the planet today. Right? Like, come on. She, like, shows up and she, like, what does she say? She's like, oh, like, Sinead and someone, like, she lists all of these names. And I was just like, gay, 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 gay. Like, do you listen to any straight music? No? Okay.
No. I mean, her entire personality, like, from the beginning, just, like, screams lesbian. Like, truly.
For sure. For truly. Sure. Especially their first kiss. That first kiss does not scream, like, I am a woman who enjoys kissing men.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
And then you know how she turns away from him? She's like, oh, God.
It's very obvious.
And then they go again. It's so awkward. Or even, like, when she's like, come onto the bed. And he's like, I'm over here. She just like doesn't seem like she wants to do any of it.
No, she is so uncomfortable with like every aspect of it sexually, except for that one scene that we get in the bathroom
at the end. Yeah,
yeah. But I really also feel like I'm just gonna say sorry.
I love how you raised your hand.
Because I have another point that I forgot about, and you go ahead, Ellie.
With
go ahead,
the
I'll hold it.
With the family,
Ellie,
or no?
It's not
hand.
With the family; it's with her girlfriend. So
okay,
with
so
the family.
So we have no clue what Andy's family life is like.
No,
right? Like we just get this one scene of her crying because, yeah, we just get this one scene of her crying because someone's mom hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you put that in a gay context, it is like she came out, she moved to the big city, she's like living a gay life.
Yes.
And then she like, but then I feel like also because she has that internal trauma, she's like, well, I was fake dating this guy, but like, what if this could be my life? And like, maybe I could make it work with this man.
It makes
like,
so much more sense.
Because like his family is really nice and like I've never had a family. And then she's like, all right, fuck it.
It makes so much more sense.
It's also sort of that really got to me. That, because there,
yeah.
I do think
Ellie's going to tear up now.
Because Kate Hudson did a good job in that scene. You
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know what she worked on because she built something like that was strong enough for us to be connected to her and feel her vulnerability in that moment, even though we don't get any of that backstory about her.
She has some serious shit going on with that.
She
mom.
Does.
Like, yeah, Kate did a great job on that.
She did a great job. She's fantastic in this film. I mean, just
yeah,
like start
is.
To finish, she crushes it.
She's glowing.
But one of the other things that I'm going to say that, because like part of why she's so good in this movie and like so good in this role specifically is that it is always so clear like when she's just like putting it on,
yes.
right? Like there is never a, like she's so precise with like her character's emotions all the time. And that's why the other point that I'd like to bring up is also during the couples therapy scene.
Yes.
There's this moment, right, when Michelle's like reaching out and like having this moment and like holding his hand. And and you can tell like so much of the things that she has been saying throughout the therapy session are like very clearly like acting and playing, right? And she's like, oh my God, he's so angry. He's doing this. And then he reaches out and holds Michelle's hands. And she's like, and now you're cheating on me? Like, and you're like, wow, that was
that felt a little too real, actually.
Like, all of a sudden, you're not putting it on anymore. And it's like, you've been so in control the whole movie. Like, why is this one the one that, like, slips past and, like, suddenly feels a little more honest? Interesting. Interesting. Who are you really talking to here? Who are you jealous of, Andy? Is what I'd like to know. Do we have more points we want to make, or do we, or can we move into our ships? Because I want to talk about who we ship in this movie.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, everyone.
No, wait, sorry, I'm lying. I'm doing this and I'm the one who has one last point. I have one last point. I just need to mention, I'm sorry, it's all
raise your hand. Raise your hand, please.
sorry, I have a comment. I just need to mention real quick the diamond commercial that they make at the end with her saying, who needs men? Ladies, frost yourselves.
Yes.
I can't even get it out. I'm like crying. Oh, I'm sorry. Who needs men, ladies?
Frost yourself. Frost yourself. Frost each other. Like,
who approved that?
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Who let that through? Okay, that was my last point.
Wait, also,
I'm sorry.
What's that woman's name? Mrs. DeLauer?
Mrs. DeLauer.
DeLauer?
Oh, DeLauer. DeLauer. I also feel like she is oozing sexuality. She's like hitting all over Ben, but I feel like she would totally be like hitting on anyone.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can see her having like multiple like pool boys, pool girls. Like she just like has so much just like sex oozing out of
a
her.
A lion, a circus artist.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
She's like a female Hugh Hefner. Yeah.
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 Candy machine.
I'm here for it. Let's make that spinoff too, actually, while we're dreaming these up. Yes. I watched that.
Yes, me too. Oh my God. Honestly, there's like a lot to say about this, but let's go into our ships.
Oh my God, a ship so
who do we ship? Who's your ship, Arlen?
I mean,
the thruple.
The thruple, because I feel like they have a beautiful polyamorous relationship. They all respect each other. They all care about each other. They all have sexual tension. Like, I loved them. I loved all three of them. I was just, and when they were all tanning together on the roof and they all were like tanning their belly buttons and just like laughing about how Ben was just really the worst. I was just like, I'm here for this. So that's my number one ship. Yeah.
That is one thing that I feel like we talk about a lot and it should have been gay, but I love when like the focus of the rom-com has like so much female friendship because you're just like, I'm actually more interested in this female friendship than any sort of situation we have going on with this man.
What do we name them? It's a thruple, so it's always a little trickier. What's their ship name?
It's Andy, so, Michelle, and Jeannie.
Yeah.
Michandy?
Michandy.
Michandini?
And Andinelle.
Andinelle,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I like the L of Michelle.
Yeah, I like the L as well. No.
I also am going to throw out the Judys.
Of course.
I so hardcore ship the Judys. Like, which, it's a little intense, actually. I was not expecting the response I had to the Judys on this rewatch.
The Judys,
I was like, how did I miss you last time?
The Judys have so much energy. Like, so
they
much energy.
They have... Yeah. Like, there is heat on screen. Yeah,
but I feel like they're, like, a long-term couple. I don't feel like they're new. Mm-hmm. I think, like, they've been together for a long time. Like, I think they've even opened up to other people at some point. Or, like, are just so confident about their relationship.
I could see that for sure. I feel like the Judys met in college in their marketing classes.
Yes.
And then
they roomed together. Please make them room together. Yeah, write this fanfic for me.
They were roommates in college. They realized that they both aspirations to be huge marketing executives.
One of them made a marketing pitch for them to date.
Yes.
You're welcome, Ellie.
Which Judy? Yes. It was the shorter Judy.
Spears. Oh, for sure.
The Judy shorter. Spears. Yeah, the shorter Judy.
Oh my
God. Is it Judy Spears and Judy what? What's the other Judy?
Judy Green.
Judy Greene's
listen,
the tall
can I tell
one,
you
right?
how invested I was in the Judys this time? Like, it's intense.
So, I mean, I feel like their ship name is just the Judys, though. Like, that you can't do any better than the Judys.
Plus, there's nothing gayer than like, Judy. Dating someone with the same name.
The same name.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like my heart feels really warm about their relationship just right now in this moment. Just thinking about them, like, being like, we're not going to be in competition together. We're going to rule the world together. Oh,
yes.
I love it.
They are, because they are. They're a marketing team. They don't compete against each other. They compete with other people.
Yes.
Okay, one final ship to throw out there. This one's for you, Arlen. Okay. Tony and Thayer.
Oh my god, yes, please.
What do we call them? Because I'm curious what your suggestion is, and then I have an idea.
They're Tony and Thayer. Theroni.
Theroni.
Nice. Nice. I have an alternate suggestion.
Yes,
my ship name for them would be T-shirt because their names both start with T and they're very into Ben taking off his shirt.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. I feel like they go to work and they're just like, let's drool over Ben together and then go have sex afterwards.
It's another throuple situation where it's like just the two of them, but they like steal Tony's shirt out of his office and like bring it home just to like have with them.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like where he has too many costume changes in that office.
Oh, for sure. He reminds me, can I tell you? So I went to high school with a guy who like had, I feel like was going for that vibe, like was going for like the cool surfer dude vibe, right? And like this was legit his move, is because senior year, like the seniors used to get out a couple minutes early so that we could go and like if you had like driven to school, you could get your car out ahead of the buses and stuff. And so every day after school, I swear to God, he would go out to the parking lot to his car and change his shirt in the parking lot. So that as the buses were driving past the parking lot, like, he would be there topless, just, like, chatting with his friends, like, changing his shirt. And you're like, sir, it is February in Connecticut. Like, you did not sweat enough that you need to change your shirt right now.
Like,
put a shirt on, buddy. Come on.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, that vibes for me, where he's like, oh, I got to work on my motorcycle. What, did you break a sweat? Like, why do you, like, it's not like you rode a bike in, it's not like you jogged, like, you do not need to change your shirt at the office. Unacceptable.
You do not need to. Also, one more, just, like, reason why this movie is so gay is that, like, it makes zero sense that Andy falls in love with Ben, because he sucks.
And even less sense that he falls in love with her, honestly.
I agree.
Makes no sense at all.
Like, she's fucking certifiable, like, in this movie. She's crazy.
But the hot crazy scale.
That's true. So
I think men could give two shits how crazy a woman is if she's hot. That's just, maybe that's
so true.
Maybe that's
I forgot,
wrong.
Ellie. I forgot.
Maybe that's not, wrong, but.
Is there not an argument for Ben being gay? I feel like.
Interesting.
He doesn't seem to be that into women.
Because he just. Yeah.
He wants to win this bet.
I have one
he wants
big
to be with
argument.
Guys the whole time.
One big argument, and it's quick. You blink and you miss it in this movie. But when she shows up to meet his family and the brother-in-law
girl.
Is like a female Andy. Like, he was 100% expecting him to show up with a dude for that weekend.
Yes. Yes.
You are so right.
And the mom says he's never brought a girl over.
Yes.
So he's only brought his guy friends to hang out with his family over the weekend?
We got
sold. Sold.
We got
and
too,
also leaning into the hyper-masculine, like leaning so far
like
into
too
it.
Too hard, yeah.
It feels like there's something going on. So this is my argument that everyone is gay in this movie.
Sold.
Everyone.
Done.
Agreed.
Crushed it. We've closed the case. Everyone.
Yes, everyone. We all know that Adelaide's guy in 10 days. Should have been gay. So gay.
How to be gay in 10 days.
Yeah. Yes.
The remake. I'm ready for it.
They live this and then they all realize they're gay and they're like, why are we doing this?
Wow.
You don't want to be with me. I don't want to be with you.
We've been gay the whole girlfriend. Time. Oh my God. I'm sorry. There's a whole scene with Michelle and freaking Andy sitting on the couch after her and Ben broke up.
Yes.
And then we have that guy come to the door, like, it's such a like, why? We did not need that man to come to the door. Like, no. They were having a nice moment. Or yes. He comes to the door and she's like, he's like, I want you back. And she's like, actually, I'm with someone.
First, Andy. She slams the door in his
she
face.
She says no at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slams the door in his face. And then he's like, I want the perfume back. And she's like, I don't know. And you're like, end the movie. Just end there. That's yeah. The end of the movie. Just like, go like, back, kiss your girlfriend on the couch.
I've moved
enjoy
on.
Your basketball game. Yeah. Have your beers. Like, such a better movie that
also,
been.
Oh, damn. You know how, like, they have tickets for the 13th? Andy should have mm-hmm. gotten them from Ben and been like, this ticket actually belongs to my friend.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to go with
her.
We
were supposed to go.
We were supposed to go, and I gave my ticket to you, so this is payback. We're not interested in each other. I'm going to take this girl that I really liked and had a crush on, and she's going to put out after.
Yes. She knows what she likes.
And when we kiss, it won't look like aliens who have only watched films of humans making out. Yeah,
oh,
great.
Oh, God.
Great.
Also, like, he does suck so hard. It's like that same rom-com thing where it's like, she's finally going to do what she's always wanted to do.
Yes. In Washington.
And he stops her. It's like, dude, this is her, like...
Yeah.
And he's just like, bullshit. And
bullshit.
You calling my bluff? I love that part of a rom-com where there's like a very specific way that the woman always says something too. Mm-hmm. Like Kate Hudson says it in this. And then the other one that I really like remember in my brain is from Sweet Home Alabama. Do you know what I'm talking about? When she's like, so I can kiss you anytime I want. And then it's like that, they always have like this
I'm thinking
stupid
of
line.
10 Things I Hate About You. There's something she said. I can't remember what it is.
It's always a little bit, not even at all. Is it that one?
But right before the kiss, right before the kiss and then goodbye, there's this thing. It's always kind of like antagonistic though. I always feel like the girls are antagonistic.
It's always before the kiss.
Always before the kiss. And you're just like, oh my God.
Well, that moment for me is always
you can't
this relationship's gonna be disaster.
Every time you screw up.
Yeah, yes, that's the thing.
One.
It's
yes.
always, in these rom-coms, it's always the moment when the other person has fucked up in a certain way that's been pretty shitty and then does some kind of grandiose, like, I'm sorry, apology, I want you back. And then the other person's like, I don't know if I really want you back. But they're like, let's kiss. And then the movie ends and we all think that this is a good relationship. Where it's like, this is a failure. Like, this is not going to go well.
Yes.
That's not a way. Like, they didn't communicate about what the problem was. They didn't have, like...
No, literally nothing.
A good talk. No, they're just like, okay, we're going to just, like, swoop over this because you did something really, like, big and maybe embarrassing. And now we love each other and we're fine.
Well, and you know, it just made me upset. Like, just, I know that we're, like, wildly going on a tangent now, but we got there and so I'm here. And, like, because you just said that, Ellie, the scene in 10 Things I Hate About You, where she's like, you can't just buy me a guitar every time. And he literally, like, interrupts her talking to, like, kiss her again. Right?
Yep.
And you're like, this is not a good start, sir. This
well,
is...
he doesn't even let her get into her car earlier in the film. He stands in front of it and he says, I'm not going to let you get in your car until you date me. And it's so, like, and she's just like, ugh.
That's like the point though of when we started watching this movie of like those are the things that you expect from the movie where it's like the man is like so like I'm entitled to this woman. But even still, like he still is like, she's gonna fall in love with me. Like I'm lovable. It's like, where's the history of this?
Yeah.
Who said this? Your mother?
Oh, she would though. She's a doll.
I know, she's so sweet.
Okay,
I love her.
Is it time, Ellie?
Yes, it's time.
I mean, unless Arlen, anything else that you desperately
any final
need to get off your chest?
Words.
Any final
about
words
about how gay this movie was?
About this movie, 10 things. Not 10 things. They both have 10.
I know it's hard to get the 10 straight.
It's confusing. I just hope that Andy, like you know, kind of you know, kisses him or whatever. And then goes back to her place where the luggage is. And she's just like, you know what? I really do want to follow that job in Washington. And I'm moving there with my Michelle.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, bring the girlfriends.
Come I think that's the other. It's just like, I'm sorry. I realized that this made me realize that I'm not interested in you. And
yep.
And she also says, there was nothing to lose. You can't say I lost anything because there's nothing to lose at all in the beginning. What was the line? What was the line?
Yeah, you can't lose something you never had.
At all.
And there that is like, well, if she's really not like just being pissed off about that, she really was like, no, this look was always fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
That's damn. All right. Let's go to our Q&A. Here we go.
Q and gay.
All right. So question number one. This is for you, Arlen. What would have been your deal breaker? A, the love fern. B, moving in her stuff. C, calling your mom. Or D, couples therapy.
My deal breaker? Like, I'm not into
it?
Yeah,
where you would have been like, okay, I cannot keep dating this person.
Okay, like, I love the fern.
Andy did something.
I love the fern.
I feel like I should have added a secret option of like, none of these. These are all great.
I'm really into couples therapy, and I think that it's never too early to go to couples therapy, especially if you're like in a relationship. Like, if you want to establish solid communication from the get-go, let's do it. So there's couples therapy, there's fern. What were the other two?
Moving in her stuff or calling your mom.
I'm fine with that. Maybe moving in the stuff. Just because I think that in relationships it's important to have like individual space and establish that. Like, as long as the relationship goes. So maybe that for me right from the beginning would be like, I see like a codependency situation happening, and then let's not do that right away. We have all the time in the world to get there.
Nice. Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Good answer. Okay, question two. Who is gayer out of Andy, Michelle, or the Judys?
Oh my God, that's hard. I mean, I feel like the Judys just got me from the get-go. With their power suits.
So true.
I feel like they've also been out for so long.
They have been. So maybe that's not fair.
Yeah.
Like gay elder energy for sure.
I'm gonna say the elder. I'm gonna say all three. I'm gonna add another option.
Nice.
No one's gayer than anyone else. They're all gay. They're just at different stages of their gay. That's it.
Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, question number three. Have you ever gotten punched on a date? Yes or no?
No. Oh, no.
The pun.
Like, I want to know what that O is, but we can. I know, right? We'll talk about that off air.
Okay. Question four. What's the fastest you've fallen in love? A, 1 day. B, 10 days. C, 1 month. Or D, 6 months or more.
Oh my God. Okay, what was after 10 days? What was the second option? Third option?
1 month. So you got 1 day, 10 days, 1 month, 6 months plus.
I think between 10 days and a month.
Okay. Mm. Respectable.
I can be very picky. But it depends what kind of love, too, because you can have infatuation. You can have, like, I'm like... Mm.
Yeah.
We can get into a whole discussion about what this means.
Yeah, how you define in love.
Like, infatuation, I could say, like, a minute.
True.
But some people would think that's love. So, you know.
You're right. Very complicated Q&A questions. All right, our final question. This should hopefully be not too complicated, but I don't know.
Okay.
What is Andy's best outfit? A, white tank top. B, Nick's jersey. C, yellow dress. Or D, plaid neckerchief.
Well, you're also neckerchief. You're missing the outfit when she comes over for the boys' night and is wearing a matching shirt, and her bag is also the same fabric.
I can't believe I left
style.
It
is okay, that, so is write that your
answer.
E?
Is it's a write-in. E? It's fine.
She looked really cute in that. I'm going to say the handkerchief. The handkerchief got me on a certain level because the T-shirt.
It's also like the coordinating matching gay like couples outfits.
Yeah, and the dog, everyone.
Yeah. So good.
Yes.
It's a mood. It's just like that is its own vibe.
Yeah.
All on its own.
Wait, I'm dying. Yeah, the dog, the everything.
It's a lot.
I think the Celine Dion shirt's also a good one.
Look, oh my God, so many Celine good ones. Dion. There's a lot of good ones. I had to pick four, Ellie. You know how this works. Twitter gives us four poll options, okay?
I know, but she really does crush the style game in this.
She looks great in all of it. I mean, the motorcycle t-shirt and the gold dress, obviously, they're all great.
So
can't go wrong.
Oh my gosh. Well, this has been a blast. Thank you so much, Arlen, for taking the time to chat with us about this super, super gay film. Where can our listeners find you on social media? Or do you have any things coming up?
Instagram, I think, is just my name. I think it's my full name. @_Arlen_ is my Twitter, because I'm that original. I'm like still in high school. But yeah, those are my things.
Nice. And those are
the things.
Motherland Fort Salem season 3 at some point, right?
June 21st is when it comes out.
Nice. So everyone,
so get ready.
Mm-hmm. Get ready. So
I'm not
excited.
Ready. I will never be ready. It's the problem.
But seriously, yeah. Thank you so much. This has been so fun. Oh, thank you, God, for joining us on your vacation.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for watching this movie with me and going back into the past. And yeah, it's so nice to watch it with this lens purposefully. Do you know what I mean? So,
yes, yeah. We do it every week. So we know. We love it.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 well, yeah.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And this week, we especially want to shout out someone who messaged or commented on our post on Twitter, Nancy Canancy. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce it. I'm so sorry if I'm saying it wrong. But we just want to shout out the comment that you left. It was all about how they came out in like the 80s in LA, and their girlfriend at the time knew like so many like closeted queer
celebrities.
This is
what I
knew all the tea, all the rumors.
I knew people would come out of the woodwork because there are all of those older gays. They knew all the secret gays. Like, those rumors don't come from nowhere. That's all. I also want to personally shout out my cousin Meg, who after last week's episode texted me and was like, so on a whim, I decided I was going to listen to Les Hang Out. Like, she listens every once in a while, but she was like, I decided I'm going to listen to this episode. And she was dying. She was like, it was the funniest episode. And she was like, I do it too. Like, I love speculating about all the gay celebrities. So, Meg, yes. I love you. Thank you for listening. And next time I see you, we're going to have a really good gay celeb dish sesh. Can't wait.
Incredible. And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rosenshino,
Sarah and Julia,
Danny Gunlock-Tamora,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Stacy,
Adi Benitez,
Fiona W.,
Whitney Lennon,
Jennifer Trujillo,
and our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Liz Chen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Ashley White. Thank you all so much. We could not keep doing this podcast without all of you and all of our patrons. And you're all just the best.
The best. Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
And you can check out our production company website at dollarbeanproductions.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
And if you haven't listened to all the episodes of The Flame, they are all up. You can find them on any podcasting app. And make sure you're all cut up before our next musical comes out.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
If you want to help support the podcast, there are so many ways that you can do that. The first one is to leave us a rating and a review on the Apple Podcasts app. It's free and easy and helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us on Patreon and join our Patreon family, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. We have a patron-only Discord chat. We'll be having Les Essentials Watch Party. Our next one is going to be for Hulu's Crush, so get in on that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
And if you want to help support us in making our queer podcast musicals, we have a Patreon just for that. Now that we have wrapped up our crowdfunding campaign, we're going to be really putting a little bit more time into posting some behind-the-scenes stuff, getting some sneak peeks at things. For our Patreon supporters, you can find that at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, you can get that at bit.ly/lesshop. Pride Month is the perfect time to get it.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Brigida. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.